through. Okay, so let's get continued, I guess, not started, but continued in the sugya of Tevila B'Yom, very, very nogea l'maisa. We get this shaila all the time. Very often women find it much, much more convenient to be tovel during the day than at night, particularly on Erev Shabbos and for every company on Friday night and this and that. So they all heard that there's something. Isn't there a thing that you can be tovel during the day? So let's try to figure out if there is indeed a thing that you could be tovel during the day and what the circumstances of that thing are that you could be tovel during the day. So yesterday we made a pretty compelling case that you really shouldn't be tovel on the seventh day, or that you can't be tovel on the seventh day, because we went through the basic shitos in Rishonim and we point out that in Shulchan Aruch we pass on like Tosfos, and Tosfos holds that any daytime tevilah is no good because we're concerned Shema Tishamesh Vitir Vitistor, right, that on day seven you might have Tashmish and then she'll see Dam again afterwards, and so that precludes the seventh day, and Srach Brita precludes both days. So when the Gemara says Avalos Ulasos Kenim, means you're not even allowed to do a tevila. It doesn't just mean that you're not allowed to have tashmish after a tevila on the seventh day. It means you're not even allowed to do a tevila on the seventh day. And Shulchan Aruch passes like Tosfos very very clearly. So we pointed out that b'shas hadchak the Gemara is very clear. B'shas hadchak you could be tovel on the eighth day. Meaning if the seventh day is a concern of Shamish Vitir Vitista, and the eighth day is a concern of Srach Bita, the Gemara says when it's a Srach Bita concern, yeah, then it's a Vishas, if it's a Shasat Chak, we could be Makil on Srach Bita. But the Gemara never said that you can be Makil on day seven because of a Shasat Chak. Right? So, the Balamar would allow it. The Rishonim that we don't Paskin like would allow it, but that doesn't really help. And then we discuss, well, maybe it helps if you just don't come home until nightfall. Maybe that's a thing, to just not come home until night. So the Russian Hilchos Mikvos quotes the Yeshitas Rabbein Natan, that Eim Tzarech Lachmil Kol Kach, Rak Shetitbol Samach L'Chashecha Ubal L'Beisa. That she, as long as she goes to the mikvah late in the day, Ubal L'Beisa Misha Chashecha, then you don't have to worry about Srach Bita, and you won't have to worry about Shema Tishamesh Vitira Vitista. Yes? Yeah, so Pashtus is, well, it's a big discussion. Pashtus is talking about both the seventh and the eighth day. Now, the Rush quotes Rashbam, who disagrees, and says, no, lo titbal ad shetechshach. Shulchan Aruch makes no reference to this idea of coming home after nightfall, and just says, asur litbal biyom zayin, period. Neshach points out, yeah, because we're machmir like the Rashbam, nechol nahachmir like the Rashbam, not like this Rabbeinu Tam quoted in the Rush that allows being tova late in the day. So if Rabbeinu Tam is rejected, and the Shach in Sivkat Vav is clear that Rabbeinu Tam is only mekel, Shach thinks Rabbeinu Tam is only mekel on day 8 and not day 7, we'll have to see, that's part of the major discussion over here. This kula of Rabbeinu Tam, going late in the day and coming home at nightfall, is that only something that solves Srach Bita, which is an 8th day problem, or does it also solve Shamish Vatir Vatistor, which is a 7th day problem? But the Shach thinks it's only an 8th day problem that it solves, not a 7th day. So you would think that Tefillah B'Yom Zayin is absolutely prohibited, right? That's what it would what would emerge. Comes along the tshuva of the Avodas HaGershuni. Says the Avodas HaGershuni. His father-in-law was the Tzemach Tzedek. That was that's who the Avodas HaGershuni was. So we said yesterday he learned from the Rebbe Rav Heschel, was his Rebbe. The Rebbe of Heschel was the Rebbe of the Shach, I think, right, also. So he was also a Talmud of the Bach. So this goes back. This is an early Achron, the Avodas HaGershuni. So in the Avodas HaGershuni, he says, Tzrichman l'va'er, I sent out the text just because I thought it was important to see inside. He says, Tzrichman l'va'er daito shel Rabbeinu Tam. He says, let's try to understand Rabbeinu Tam. Shekos v'shein tzarech l'achmer kol kach lamten ad shetech shach, Rabbeinu Tam, quoted in the Rush, said you only have to be tovel samuch l'chashecha, and just don't arrive back home until chashecha. Im daito shafilu biyom azayin ein lahachmer kol kach. The time of benimukum imod kibin shol tovel lebeis ad shetachshach sula kol meg shlemidi lo lirshim shtov deisafik lo lshachbita. So logically, he says there's no reason that day seven should be a problem if you tovel late in the day and you come back after dark. meaning Srach Bita, I understand, is not a concern because the daughter's not going to see her until nightfall. And also, Shemesh Tishamish Vitirva Tistor is not going to be a concern because by the time she gets back home, it's already dark. Day 7 is already over. So maybe Rabbi Natan is even being Mekel on day 7. And he says, and after all, this is very similar to the Kula, that if a girl's seventh day of Shiva Nikian is on her wedding day, and the wedding is going to be at night, that she can go to the mikveh that day, because she's not going to be with the chasen until nightfall. So why should this be any different? She's already married, I get it, but she's not going to see her husband until nightfall. So there's no Shemetira Vitistar. Or he says, "Oh, im daito shabei natan kavosh v'mashe kasev shein mahachmer kol kach lam d'mashe tachshach el dafk v'yom haches al v'yom hazayin u'moldel rashvab shein v'yishal itbal ashu v'adei layla." Or maybe Rabbi Natan is only giving us a kula for day 8, and he's not giving us a kula for day 7. V'nei re'isi b'shari dura. So he says, "I saw in the shari dura simen chav shekasev." Yecholi isha litbol samach l'shkiyas hachama kodem shetach shach deleka lemeichash l'derash ho l'machshich lovo ayin shom. The Shari Dura says explicitly, a woman go to the mikvah late in the day and not come home until nightfall, and when she does that, you don't have to worry shemetira v'tisto. So he says very clearly it's about day 7. So he says, whatever Rabbeinu Tam holds. We could discuss that in a moment, he says. But let's start with one yisod, and that is that there are rishonim on the record that say explicitly that this works for day 7 also. That being tova late in the day, not coming home at shetach shach, works for day 7 also. That's the starting point of the Avodah Zarah Gershumi. That there are rishonim that hold this way. Mikol makom tzrichanon l'madai, madas Rabbeinu Tam b'zeh. He says, but I would still like to know what is Rabbi Natan hold, because Rabbi Natan, you could debate it one way or the other. Tosfos writes, and he really, you know, he sits on one word in this Tosfos that you probably wouldn't have even, you know, paid much attention to, and he makes the whole focal point of his remarks and of his assessment based on one word in the Tosfos. Here's the Tosfos. Tosfos writes, Umiu Omer Rabbi Natan. That the only thing you need to worry about is that she returns home at night. You don't need her to leave the home at night, just to return at night. Because now there's not going to be any suffix anymore. Leka lemechash. And that word leka is everything to him. Leka lemechash im titbol hi biyoma samach lechashecha titbol bita ba'oda yom gadol. That you don't have to worry that if she goes to the mikvah when it's samach l'chashecha, that her daughter's going to go to the mikvah at noon. Meaning if the daughter sees that mommy came home after dark, so the daughter's also going to go to the mikvah when it's close to dark. That's Tosfos. So he says, this word leka, ein lo havana. What is the word leka doing in that statement? Right? Here's how it should have read. She doesn't have to leave her house at night. She just has to get home at night. Right? And then you're not going to have a suffix of that the daughter might do the same thing. Well, what is the word leka doing in there? Whoa, one letter makes all the difference, he says. You have to change the word leka to vileka. Put a vav in front of it. Vileka lemechash. Vachi perusho. Rabbeinu Tam tarti ka'amar. Rabbeinu Tam is telling me is two things. Number one, sheichalu litbo biyom hazayin samuch hashecha, dekivan kishatashiv lebeisu laila, shuv lo tavi lidei safek. That she can go samuch hashecha, because since when she comes back to her house after nightfall, there's not going to be a safek of maybe tishamish v'tira v'tistar. V'gam leka lemecha shusrach bita. Meaning, by putting above in there, he's telling me two things. What two things could he be telling me? It must be that he's telling me that we address both concerns by going samach l'chashecha. That you address the concern of shemetir v'tistar, so that's one concern that you address, because by the time she sees Rosamund, it's ready to be nightfall. And v'lekol l'meichosh v'atzrach bita also. So that's what he says. So it turns out that according to Rabbi Natan, sfir le'kedas ha'shari dura anal, shafilu b'zayin ein la'ach mirlam d'na shetach shach mamash. That even on day 7, you don't have to worry about it. So it seems clear from Tosos that Rabbi Natan also holds like the Shari Dura, that we even allow a day 7 tevila provided that she only comes home at night. Now, when we say we allow a day 8 tvila because of an ones and a shasav chak, that means morning time. That could be 8 a.m. And she doesn't have to wait till nightfall to come home. L'chora. That's what the Gemara just said. We allow tvila during the day. But a day 7 tvila, the only heter you can have for a day 7 tvila is samach l'chashech and she only returns at night. Yeah. That's what it seems from Rabbeinu Tam, right? I mean, this, we're just building up the case over here. Both the Shari Dura and Rabbeinu Tam only talk about Samach Chashecha, and she arrives at home at night. Yeah.
What if she would go out in the middle of the day and just not come home until late at night?
Right, so we'll have to see what's the point of emphasis. Is it about when she dips or when she arrives home? Now, he then says, V'hine re'isi, Shemari Rabbi Zal Bebach Shalo, Hetik Divrei Tosos. It says Mori Chami in the printing that I have, but I think it's Mori Rabbi. I think the Bach was not his father-in-law. Right? Who did I just say his father-in-law was? Semach Tzedek. Right? So I think Semach Tzedek Hakadmon, not the Lubavitch Semach Tzedek. There are two Semach Tzedek. So that gets confusing sometimes. But when you live before the Semach Tzedek, it makes it pretty clear. V'inei Shemori Chami or Shemori Rabbi HaBach. Hetik Divrei Tosos v'igia di Lekel Amechash. He quotes Tosos and he wouldn't notice it. He doesn't make a big deal of that. Di Lekel Amechash. It's not vil Lekel Amechash. Oh, then the whole argument falls apart. Because then he's not saying two things. He's saying one thing. And the only thing he's saying is that this solves Shrachbita, which means it's a kula for the eighth day. It's not a kula for the seventh day. He says it's nice that the Bach said that, but the Bach is wrong. Yeah.
Even if you have the Lekel, can't you say that?
Yeah, I hear. And it's addressing both. So that's his main point in disagreeing with the Bach. He says, read the rest of the Tosfos. When it says, "Shall tavi l'day safek," what do you think it means? Right? So that's, he says, "Avalani is the Loshon HaTosfos mechichim kein." The rest of the Loshon HaTosfos doesn't sound like the Bach. Dim kein, avali lam v'ksar, d'shuv, like a lemechash, which is Loshon Rush. This is not going on the bas, on the Srach Bita. We didn't mention Srach Bita yet. This is going on what we've been talking about. Yeah. So he makes this argument that the Bach is incorrect. We don't have to go through all the details. Then again, the most likely gear says Rabbeinu Tam allows tefillah during the day, even on day 7, which is just like the Shari Dura. Lam machmir kol kach halok shetavul baisad shetach shal su lekel mechash shetavul de safek vein lam ratavu shish vucham gzeras v'lo plug dim kein gam bekalus lo hey lam lakum yishol lo plug. He says I'm aware that there are rishonim that say that she can't go on day 7 during the day. He says I would just love to know why. Meaning if she, I'm aware that rishonim say coming back at nighttime is not good enough for day 7. I would just love to know why that is. Meaning, what are you worried about? Shema tira v'tista, shema t'shamesh v'tira v'tistar is not going to happen if she doesn't make it back home until nightfall. Oh, you're telling me, you say it's a low plug. It's not a low plug. We know it's not a low plug. How do we know it's not a low plug? Because kala. We're makel by a kala. So if you're makel by a kala, obviously it's not a low plug. So once you know it's not a low plug, it should only be usher in cases where it makes sense that it should be usher. So there are posting that have a problem with day 7, I know that, but it's hard to understand what the concern is. Even if you want to say it's a little plug, it's not true, because we're making with a kala. Ela nearly. At time of the vilsa shechmiru kol kach v'zayin, afilu magam shein lachash, tavlu de takala, hani b'shum shrach bita, shabas lo targi she tavlu samuch ha-sheikha mamish. El tiz b'shtomu ima ba'etzim ayom. He says, you know what the svara for those who are machmir is? It's all shrach bita. Meaning, we said that we're not worried about Shrach Bita on day 8 if she comes back at nightfall. He says, yeah, because that would involve two concerns. right? That would involve, you know, the concern is that the daughter will think that mom tovled way earlier in the day. We're not worried about that on day 8, because that would assume the daughter is really making a bunch of mistakes. She's confusing day 8 with day 7, and she's confusing Oreyom Gadol with some of Chasheicha. That much we don't have to be concerned about. Maybe the svara for those who are machmir about day 7 is that we're worried about the daughter being a little confused. We're not worried about the daughter being super duper confused. Meaning that the daughter might make one mistake, that she won't differentiate between Samach Chasheicha and Oda Yom Gadol, that I'm concerned about. But that she won't differentiate between day 8 and day 7, and she won't differentiate between Oda Yom Gadol and Samach Chasheicha, that we don't have to be concerned about. And that's why maybe we could be Mekel on day 8, Samach Chasheicha, and not have to worry about day and be more machmir about day 7. This would mean even day 8, the heter is samach chasheicha, but that's only when there's no ones, right? When there's an ones, you don't even need samach chasheicha. The Gemara says when there's no ones on day 8, you're fine. So now what we have is, according to many Rishonim, there are two kulas on day 8 and no kulas on day 7, right? Day 8, you have a kula that if it's an ones, you could do morning time. And if there's no onus, you could do samach chasheicha. But day 7, how could you do samach chasheicha? You have to be concerned that the daughter's not going to distinguish between Oda Yom Gadol and samach chasheicha. But the Avodah Zarah Shuni says, I don't agree with any of that anyway, because once we've narrowed the issue down to Srach Pita, it makes sense that we could be makel in cases of onus, because the Gemara is makel in cases of onus that relate to Srach Pita. Meaning, he says, I don't like this distinction between day 7 and day 8. Because once we know that, what he just did, he pulled a fast one of us. He's trying to explain those Rishonim that say that day 8 is not a problem, but day 7 is a problem. So he says, the whole thing is Srach Pita, it's just how much Srach Pita. Then on day 7, the girl doesn't have to be so confused to mess it up. On day 8, she'd have to be super confused to mess it up. But he says, once I'm able to get it down to that the whole concern is Srach Pita, and that there is no concern Shema Teshamish Vetira Vetistar, well then I'm perfectly comfortable being Mekel B'makom Ones, even on day 7. Because the Gemara says that when there's a concern of Srach Pita, you could be Mekel B'makom Ones. So Mali, whether it's a morning time Tevila on day 8, which is allowed B'makom Ones, or Mali, whether it's a Samach L'Chasheicha Tevila on day 7, B'makom Ones. If you're going to be Mekel B'makom Ones morning time at day 8, which the Gemara is, then you should be able to be Mekel on day 7, Samach L'Chasheicha, when there's an Ones. Following the logic? Meaning once everything is Srach Bita, so I understand you're not going to allow morning time at day 7, but Samach L'Chasheicha of day 7, we should be Mekel B'makom Ones just like we're Mekel morning time at day 8. B'makom Ones. I understand, you can't compare Samuch Chasheich of day 8 to Samuch Chasheich of day 7. Those are different. Because Samuch Chasheich of day 8, for the girl to mess it up, she'd have to be really messed up. But you can compare morning time of day 8 to Samuch Chasheich of day 7. And the Gemara is explicit, morning time of day 8 is Mut of B'makom Ones. So B'makom Ones, it should be fine. One might argue, well, wait a second. It's not called an onus unless it's going to be like the kind of onus the Gemara was talking about. What were the onsim the Gemara gave heterim for? Ganavim and lions and I don't know. These were apparently things that were like ongoing situations. You know, there was every night Saddam Hussein was shooting Scud missiles at Israel for weeks and weeks. These were ongoing situations. Is having to go to the mikvah a day later an onus? So he says, yes. Bittul onus, an onus. That's also called makom onus. Raya ledavar? Me'ash chasvator, some kufsadites. The Torah writes in kufsadites like this. Imchal lel tvila sa motzai Shabbos shu yom tov. Let's say her lel tvila is on a motzai Shabbos, Saturday night, and it happens to be that it's yom tov. Yak nahat, right? Happens to be that it's yom tov. She should do the chafifa. She should prepare for the mikvah on Erev Shabbos more than 24 hours before going to the mikvah. And in that way, she's being marchik the chafifa from the tevila. wait a second, why would we do that? Just let her go to the mikveh the next night. Yom Tov is going to be over on Sunday night. Let her go Sunday night, let her do the chafifa Sunday night, and go to the mikveh Sunday night. Why are we making that we're letting her go to the mikveh on Motzai Shabbos, even at the expense of take off the chafifa tevila? The chafifa is now going to be distanced from the tevila. He says, "Gedol mizu, afilu chal tevilas b'lal Shabbos, ubiyom hey vav hu Yom Tov." What if it's a 3-day Yom Tov? Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, and her lel tevila is Friday night. When does she do the chafifa? Before Yom Tov. It's more than 48 hours in advance. Ribbono Shel Olam, just let her go Motzei Shabbos. Delay one day, no one's going to die. Right? Let her go Motzei Shabbos. On the one hand, you have Ona Achas, one day, a one day difference. And on the other hand, you have a Chumrah of take up the Chafifa Tevila, that you want to have the Chafifa and the Tevila as close to each other as possible. He says, you know what wins? Ona Achas. Ona Achas is more important to us than the Chumrah of take up the Chafifa Tevila. So it says, Yavod Sagershuni, what do you think is a bigger problem? Being Marchik the Chafifa from the Tevila? Or the chance that the daughter's going to chap when her mother's going to the mikveh, and is then going to learn that she too is going to go to the mikveh that same time. What's a bigger concern? What would you say? Srach bita or harchakas chafifa mitvila? So he says to me, it's a double pashul. Harchakas chafifa mitvila is a much bigger problem. That's a problem with Fanenu. She's going to go through 48 hours of yantiv. And you're going to assume that there's not going to be any new chatzitas. She's going to eat. She's going to change the baby's diaper. She's going to be doing everything for 48 hours. And you assume no new chatzitas are going to come. You don't think it's a bigger concern than the daughter might realize where mommy went and will then say, "Oh, wait, that was close to daytime. Maybe I'm allowed to go during daytime." And then she'll go there. The daughter usually won't know where mommy went. It's not, you know, like we said yesterday, she doesn't gather all the children around before going to the mikveh and say, "Guess what, everybody? You know, tonight is mikveh night. We're all excited." You know, like there's no, you know, they hand out candies or whatever. Right? Meaning, it's that's not a thing. So it's a much greater concern. And yet we're mekel on that. So if even bittul of a single ona is enough to be mekel on tekev chavivat tefila, then it's for sure enough to be mekel on srach bita. He says, "I know that there are shitos that you would push off the tevila taka. That if her lel tevila was that Friday night, and it's you know, the third day of a 3-day yantiv, there are shitos that you do push off the tevila till Motzei Shabbos. But we don't pass on like those shitos. And even if we did, maybe those shitos are only machmir because it's the more significant issue of take off the chavivat tevila. But the less significant issue of shachrita, they would not be machmir." Well, I mean, it tells you what he thinks about the value of Ona Achas, right? Meaning of getting a woman to the mikvah on time. That he's willing to say, for one day, not for a 3-day difference. Rabbi Willard said, 3-day difference is the only time I'm going to be making, right? No, 1-day difference, says the Avodah Zarah Rishonim. 1-day difference. And I'm willing to be making that she can go to the mikvah, samach hashecha, on day 7. So essentially, the summary of the Avodah Zarah Rishonim is that while there are versions of Rabbeinu Tam that say that he only allows for this Biyom Ches and not Biyom Zayin, it's far more likely that he allows Samach HaShecha Biyom Zayin, and the concern of Shemit Tashavish V'Tirvitz Istar is obviously solved by Yom Zayin, by Samach HaShecha rather. The only concern that remains is Srach Bita, and we know from the Gemara that he could be Mekel on Srach Bita B'Makom Ones. So as long as there's an Ones, and what counts as an Ones? A 1-day difference counts as an onus. If she's not going to otherwise be able to go, that counts as an onus. Now you have to define, what do you mean not going to otherwise be able to go? She might say, not in the mood to go on Shabbos. I have company that night. I don't know if that counts as an onus. It has to be really, it's not physically possible for her to go. The mikvah's 25 miles away and she's not a marathon runner. It's not physically possible for her to go. That's an onus. Now, this is great on a weeknight if that were the issue, right? I mean, the issue were that there were ganavim or whatever, or on a Friday night this doesn't help us so much. L'chora, why not? Because what was the condition? Shetach Zalabesa Acher Chashecha. Meaning the Shaila comes up when you have a woman where the mikvah is nowhere near her. The mikvah is 25 miles away. So what do you want? She's going to drive back before Shabbos starts. So even Rabbeinu Tam is not going to work. So comes along the Chasam Sofer, Chelik Beis Yardes, and Kupza Dizayin. Achal Kopar Mnirli, Shetisha Isha, Bahalicha Mi Mikvah Lebesa Adalaila. Just don't make it all the way home. You know? Park at the, a few blocks from your house. And then walk the rest of the way, so you're not yet home by Til Chashecha. Aval Eino Moil Ma Shetelich Lebes Chavrita Ba'osayir. He says, can't hang out at a friend's house. That doesn't work. He says it doesn't work to just go to somebody else's house. Okay. I don't know how practical that is either, right? So comes along Rav Moshe, and that's the big kula. Meaning, a lot of times people try to say, it's not really Rav Moshe's kula, it's Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, you're not coming home until Chashecha, Avod Zagershuni. Said Rabbeinu Tam applies even on day 7. Okay, fine. You know, but Moshe then, he took this somewhere that no one before him took it. So he writes. He writes. Avamashi yish ladim b'dvar hashia ad shetov lebeisa debechol im nizdami shikon hashen yichol litpo b'lay letitpo b'samachav shavitim shachas yosem berechav. Bahamashin, meaning a car, Adalaila. He says, if it's a weekday, I get it. You could just take a long drive and not come home till nightfall. Aval rov ha'onsinu b'shabz yom tov. He says, the problem is, most of the time, it's a Shabbos yom tov issue. Shetzricha level is man adlakas neiros. So she's got to get home in time for adlakas neiros. Tari avim abal yadak avura, even if the husband's going to light the Shabbos candles, hari ef shiyeh shetisa berechav mitzad echshad. She's not allowed to be driving in a car after the husband lit the Shabbos candles. He says, plus, I'm not comfortable telling a woman that she should keep on driving and not come home until nightfall when it's Erev Shabbos, because she might drive after Shabbos starts, and that's going to be really bad. That's going to be Chil Shabbos. V'nira, d'imabal yelich lebeis ha-knesses z'man katan kodim z'man adlak ha-saner, v'hi tikanis lebeis ha-tekef z'man adlak ha-saner. He says, I have a solution. Let the husband go to shul before Zman HaDlakas Neiros, and let her come in right at Zman HaDlakas Neiros. V'av shekasuch chasam sofer dein amol, mashtelich lebeis chaver to bosayir, ki mali bayezeh ozeh. What about the chasam sofer? He says that mali bayezeh or bayezeh, lo nindu dvarim l'shiurim, nir dein kavaras chasam sofer el bofin shiachal hu ohi lova li pagesh, mishum du hu yavin be'ezeh bayez nimtzeis, v'arei hi yoda'as shuhu bebayez. Some sober's concern is that she's going to see her husband. And if she goes to her friend's house, the husband's going to know, whenever my wife's not home, right, husband knows when he comes home from shul and his wife's not there, she's probably hanging out at the friend down the block that she always hangs out with. Right? In my house, I know when I come home on Friday night and my wife's not home, she's either hanging out with one friend down the block or the people across the street that have really cute kids and she likes to hold their babies. Right? So, those are the two possibilities. I send one kid there, telling him I'm home. Right? You know exactly where she is. So if you know exactly where she is, so that's the Chasam Sofer's problem. But if the husband went to shul, there's no chance they would meet up. What? She doesn't know what Shuli Davin's at? What does that mean? So he says, Shavadeh lo yetzi mishamadachar gemara tefila. No one leaves Shul in the middle of davening. What kind of sick animal leaves Shul in the middle of davening? That would never happen. So the time he comes home, it's going to be after davening's over, so it's already nightfall. Say lo chashukum, darei lo teilech, lebeis ha-knesses. He says that's what Chasam Sofer must mean also.
Wow.
So essentially Rav Moshe is telling me the following. Rav Moshe first says, I present everything he says, but he starts out by saying that the Rosh and the Bach and even the Torah really hold like Rabbeinu Tam. because they quote Rabbeinu Tam last. When they're quoting all the Rishonim, they quote Rabbeinu Tam. So he starts building up the case for Rabbeinu Tam, right? That's got to be the foundation, because if you're not starting with Rabbeinu Tam, that's a Melucha Sheikha, you're dead in the water, right? So he says, you know, that's the same thing Avodah Zarah Rishonim did. He said, there's a Shari Dura. We have the Shari Dura in our pocket, right? So now I just have to prove to you Rabbeinu Tam also holds a Melucha Sheikha. So Rav Moshe says, I'll do even better. The Rush passes like Rabbeinu Tam, the Bach passes like Rabbeinu Tam, everyone really passes like Rabbeinu Tam. The Torah passes like Rabbeinu Tam. The entire machlokas is only whether it's best to be machmir, but everyone passes la halacha like Rabbeinu Tam. And then he says, and even if the Rashbam was genuinely machmir, the whole issue is in the Shumid Rabbanan. Even if they were real zavos, it would be in the Shumid Rabbanan. Shema, tira teshamish, tira v'tista. Third, he says, our women aren't even real zavos; they're suffix zavos. Fourth, coming back in the car after candle lighting is not an option. So the husband should leave before the candle lighting. And then he said, even the Chassam Sofer thought going to a friend's house isn't good enough. He would be okay with the husband going to shul because there's no way he would leave early. We're not choshesh that he'll go out of his way to find her. His entire concern is that they might run into each other at the friend's house in case the husband wants to hang out there too. That's the whole concern. And even if they're going to be in the same house, but yichud is not a realistic possibility, says Rav Moshe. Like there are little kids or lots of company, even in nighttime hours, it's mutter. Because the whole problem is going to be they're going to be alone and they're going to have tashmish. They're not going to have tashmish if there's not going to be any yichud. It happens to be earlier poskim did say this. In the Sholem Meshiv, Madura Kamechel Galaxim and Zayin, he says the same idea, but he says, Lule demistafina. Sholem Meshiv said, it's not that I'm afraid to suggest such a humongous chiddush. Maybe this is malach. Then Rav Moshe just takes out the lulei d'mistafina part. So that's Rav Moshe's chiddush. Yeah.
What happens to shachita coming home for candlelight?
It's enormous. So we'll make it. Now in Shevet Halevi, Rav Azan rejects all of these kulas. We're make them. I've been in a number of situations where Rav Shechter was making a lot of similar shaylos, and Rabbi Sobolovsky, you could ask him. But I remember when Hurricane Sandy hit, so the mikvah in Oceanside, New York, was ruined in Hurricane Sandy. Baruch Hashem has been rebuilt, but the mikvah in Oceanside was ruined. So Rabbi Muscat, who was the rabbi in Oceanside, the Israel of Oceanside, asked Rabbi Sobolovsky what to do. And Rabbi Sobolovsky said, have the women go before Shabbos to Woodmere. Meaning if they have a little tefillah Friday night, let them go to Woodmere. And they'll drive back, husband should go to shul, meaning he relied on Rav Moshe for that case. One day difference. He relied on Rav Moshe. He didn't require any special Shalom Bayis issues or anything. He relied on Rav Moshe. I had a case I mentioned to you where a couple, 2 weeks married, her first time going to the mikvah, and they were at a weekend bar mitzvah at the Woodcliff Lake Hilton. And the closest mikvah is Teaneck, so it was involved the drive. I called Rabbi Sobolovsky, and he said, make it, we'll open up the Teaneck mikvah for an Erev Shabbos. Samach HaSheikha. So Rabbi Sobolovsky has been very makel about this in the cases that I've been involved with. Rav Shechter, even more makel. But the case I had with Rav Shechter was the following. It was a case where a couple was in Morocco for Pesach. Why not? What else would you have made? So her Lel Tevila was the first night of the last days. Shvi Shel Pesach at night was her Lel Tevila. The guy sends me an email. My wife's mikvah night is the first night of the last days. How b'dieved is it for her to just use the swimming pool? Because the closest mikvah is 3 hours away. Or 2 hours away, something like that. And he said, and we're leaving Motzei Yantiv. We're leaving Morocco Motzei Yantiv. So that means it's going to be a many day difference, right? If she can't go that night, she's not going to go the second night of Yantiv, she's not going to go Motzei Yantiv. It's going to have to be after they get back home. Now, what sold me on the need to be Mekil was when he said, how big of a diavad is the swimming pool, right? Meaning if someone's holding there, right? Meaning, like, you get the sense that there's probably a need to be made over here. So I said, oh, no problem. Have her go to the mikvah, you know, Samuch HaSheicha, or as close to Samuch HaSheicha as you can get when it's 2 hours away. You go hang out in the shul in the Pesach program. By the time she gets back, it will be nightfall. Everything will be good. Shalom al Yisrael. Meaning by the time you finish davening and you see her, it will be nightfall. Everything's going to be great. So he emailed me back. If you think I'm letting my wife drive alone in Morocco 2 hours each direction, you're crazy. I'm not going to let her drive by herself. That's crazy. I said, that's a good point. So I asked Rav Schachter again, and he said, who says she should drive alone? Just put all the kids in the car. I mean, there's a couple that had young children. Put all the kids in the car, take a trip to, on Erev Yantif to the city where the mikveh is, and they took a trip there and dropped the wife off for 20 minutes. Mommy's going shopping or whatever, you know. And then she'll come back and say, I couldn't find anything except for this wet hair. and that's it. And then, you know, and as long as they're not b'yichud, as long as they don't have yichud until nightfall. Now, that's even beyond where Ramosha went. But Ramosha said it has to be that it's not practical to have yichud. This is a case of they just will happen to be makbid not to have yichud. Right, Ramosha said, Ramosha's assumption of what's not practical is a little funny, right? That he thinks that if he's in shul, then it's not shayach. You know, I remember Shetra was once by me for Shabbos, and like during the Haftorah, like half the shul walked out. I don't think it was to drink or anything. I think it just needed a break, because that's the way people are nowadays. And Shetra's like, where's everyone going? Like, I'm so humiliated right now. So Rav Moshe said, no one would ever walk out. Okay, but Rav Shachter was willing to make it even that. Just one last, I realize I'm going a little late over here, but one last thing. In the Persian community, there are many women who keep Taras HaMashpacha, but not Shabbos. That's a thing. You want to build the mikveh, ask a Sephardi, and they'll pay for it, right? You know, like right away. Shabbos, not so much, but you know, mikveh, they're very, very machbid about. So, if the mikveh is far enough away, they'll drive on Shabbos to go to the mikveh. So, it may be worth to be makel to go on Erev Shabbos when you're dealing with that kind of community. Rabbi Willig said, no way! Chas v'shalom l'hakel! What? Drive on Shabbos. Rav Meishi, you have Chassam Sefer, you have Rav Odesekar Shuni. Chas v'shalom l'hakel! The Torah will not be held hostage by a raving lunatic. You can't make an aveira into a policy, says Rabbi Willig. So he only allows the witness a 3-day delay. I see where he's coming from, because rabbis are put under a lot of pressure on this. Rabbi Willig made a policy in Riverdale that the Riverdale mikvah is not allowed to open up on day 7 unless you have signatures of 2 rabbis. He said because rabbis get put under too much pressure. So he doesn't want one rabbi whose knees will buckle at the, you know, the first sign of pressure to change that policy. 2 rabbis need to sign on that. It needs to be enough of a shas chag. He said he's had experience where women lied about what the situation is in order to be able to go on day 7. So he was very, very cautious about that, very, very nervous about it. It's like when we had in the Vada Kashrus in the 5 towns, we discovered that one of the local rabbanim was giving Shomer Shabbos letters to people who were not Shomer Shabbos. So we didn't want to be mevazeh him by saying you need the Shomer Shabbos letter to be mission from anyone except for this rabbi. Because he's a respected rabbi in this community. We didn't want to be mevazeh him. So we just changed the policy. You need Shomer Shabbos letters from 2 rabbis. Right? Do you know of a single Shomer Shabbos person that doesn't have a connection to at least 2 rabbis in the New York area? Doesn't have a connection to at least 2 rabbis? If you're really Shomer Shabbos, you have a connection to 2 rabbis. That's what we did. And then the guy who was writing the letter started his own kashrus organization. Okay, fine. But that was, all right. Have a great day, everyone, and good Shabbos. And Hashem will finish up Kuf Tzadi Zayin and start Kuf Tzadi Ches on Sunday.
Does that mean? It would never be.